This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Iliva. Active ingredient, sertraline hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about taking Iliva. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Iliva. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Iliva? Iliva contains the active ingredient sertraline hydrochloride. Iliva belongs to a group of medicines called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. They are thought to work by blocking the uptake of a chemical called serotonin into nerve cells in the brain. Serotonin and other chemicals called amines are involved in controlling mood. Iliva is used to treat depression and conditions called obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, panic disorder, social phobia, social anxiety disorder in adults and premenstrual dysphoric disorder, PMDD in women. PMDD affects some women in the days before their period. PMDD is different from premenstrual syndrome, PMS. The mood symptoms, anger, sadness, tension, etc. in PMDD are more severe than in PMS and affect the woman's daily activities and relationships with others. Iliva should not be used in children and adolescents under the age of 18 years for the treatment of any medical condition other than obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. The safety and efficacy of Iliva for the treatment of medical conditions other than OCD in this age group have not been satisfactorily established. For the treatment of OCD, Iliva is not recommended for use in children under the age of 6, as the safety and efficacy in children of this age group has not been established. There is no evidence that Iliva is addictive. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I take Iliva? Warnings. Do not take Iliva if you are allergic to sertraline or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have epilepsy not properly controlled by medication. You are taking another medicine for depression called a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, MAOI, or have been taking it within the last 14 days. Taking Iliva with a MAOI, e.g. Aurorix, Elderpril, Naudil, Pinot may cause a serious reaction with a sudden increase in body temperature, extremely high blood pressure and convulsions, fits. You are taking Phentermine, a medicine used to help weight loss. Tryptophan, an amino acid which may be found in protein-based foods, some sports and dietary supplements, or multivitamin preparations. Methadone, a medicine used to treat drug addiction. Medicines used to treat migraine, e.g. sumatriptan, Imigran. Dextromethorphan, a medicine used as a cough suppressant in some cold and flu medications. Pimazide, a medicine used to treat disturbances in thinking, feeling and behavior. Medicines used for pain management such as fentanyl, tapentadol, Pilexia, tramadol, or pethidine. These medicines can cause an exaggerated response to Iliva. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure if you have been taking one of these medicines. Do not give Iliva to children or adolescents under the age of 18 unless the doctor has prescribed it for the treatment of OCD. Children under the age of 6 for the treatment of OCD. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should be taking Iliva, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions. Any other mental illness, epilepsy, or seizures, liver or kidney problems, heart conditions causing irregular heartbeats, a tendency to bleed more than normal, diabetes mellitus, glaucoma, an eye condition, are pregnant or intend to become pregnant, are breastfeeding or wish to breastfeed, take any medicines for any other conditions, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any foods, dyes, preservatives, or any other medicines, During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. There have been reports that babies exposed to Aleve and other antidepressants during the third trimester of pregnancy may develop complications immediately after birth. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Aleve passes into breast milk and may affect your baby. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Aleve when pregnant or breastfeeding. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Aleve. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including all medicines, vitamins, natural therapies, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Aleve and affect how it works. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following medicines. MAOIs, monoamine oxidase inhibitors, a group of medicines used to treat depression and the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Taking Aleve with AMAOI, or within 14 days of stopping AMAOI, may cause a serious reaction with a sudden increase in body temperature, extremely high blood pressure and convulsions, fits. Other MAOI drugs such as linezolid, an antibiotic used to treat pneumonia and certain skin infections. Other medicines for depression, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, or obsessive illnesses, e.g. dusulapin, Dothop, fluoxetine, Prozac, paroxetine, Aripax, citalopram, Cipramil, venlafaxine, Effexor XR, lithium, e.g. Lithicub, a medicine used to treat mood swings. Other medicines for PMDD, e.g. Prozac, tryptophan, contained in protein-based foods, or dietary proteins. Phentermine, weight-reducing medicines. Dextromethorphan, used in cold and flu medicines to suppress cough. Medicines for strong pain management such as fentanyl, tapentadol, Pilexia, tramadol, or pethidine. Methadone, a medicine used to treat drug addiction. Other medicines used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation, including arthritis, e.g. aspirin, or NSAIDs such as ibuprofen, or diclofenac. Metamizole, which is an inducer of metabolizing enzymes, as this may cause a reduction in plasma concentrations of sertraline, thus efficacy. Pimazide, a medicine used to treat disturbances in thinking, feeling and behavior. St. John's wort, a herbal remedy used to treat mood disorders. Medicines for treating psychotic illness such as clozapine, e.g. Clozaril, which is used to treat schizophrenia. Flecainide, e.g. Tambacor, a medicine used to treat irregular heartbeats. Warfarin, e.g. Marivan, Coumadin, or other medicines used to prevent blood clots. Phenytoin, e.g. Dilantin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy. Sumatriptan, e.g. Imigran, a medicine used to treat migraine. Diazepam, or other medicines that act on the brain or nervous system, e.g. Serapax, Valium. Cimetidine, a medicine used to treat reflux and ulcers. Tolbutamide, a medicine used to treat diabetes. Dexamphetamine and lisdexamfetamine, medicines used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Antibiotics. These medicines may be affected by Aleve, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. You should wait at least 14 days after stopping Aleve before starting any other medicines for depression or obsessive illnesses from the MAOI group, such as Aurorix, Moclobemide, Eldapril, Selegiline, Naudil, Phenelzine, and Parnet, Tranylcypramine. All of the above precautions are important even after you have stopped taking Aleve. The effects of Aleve may last for some days after you have stopped taking it. Not all brand names are given for the medicines listed above. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on these medicines or other medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Aleve. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about these things, tell them before you start taking Aleve. Some combinations of medicines may increase the risk of serious side effects and are potentially life-threatening. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Aleve. How do I take Aleve? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you need to take each day. This may depend on your age, your condition, and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Depression, adults. The usual starting dose is 150 mg tablet each day. Your doctor may increase the dose gradually up to 200 mg a day if necessary. Obsessive compulsive disorder, children, 6 to 12 years. The usual starting dose is 25 mg each day, which is half a 50 mg tablet. Your doctor may increase the dose to 50 mg per day after 1 week. Obsessive compulsive disorder, adults, and adolescents, 13 to 18 years and adults. The usual starting dose is 150 mg tablet each day. Panic disorder, adults. The usual starting dose is 25 mg day each day, which is half a 50 mg tablet. Your doctor may increase the dose to 50 mg per day after 1 week. Social phobia, social anxiety disorder, adults. The usual starting dose is 25 mg each day, which is half a 50 mg tablet. Your doctor may increase the dose to 50 mg per day after 1 week. Do not take more than 200 mg a day for the conditions listed above. Premenstrual dysphoric disorder, PMDD. If taking throughout the menstrual cycle, the usual starting dose is 150 mg tablet a day. This may be increased to a maximum of 150 mg a day if needed. Increase the dose in a stepwise fashion. If you are unclear how to do this, ask your pharmacist or doctor for advice. If taking Illyvia in the last 14 days of the menstrual cycle, the usual starting dose is 150 mg tablet a day. This may be increased to a maximum of 100 mg a day. Do not take more than the maximum doses recommended above for PMDD. Follow the instructions provided and take Illyvia until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Illyvia? Try to take your tablet at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. Illyvia can be taken with or without food. For women with PMDD, your doctor may ask you to take this medicine only at certain times of the month. How to take Illyvia? Swallow the tablets with a glass of water. How long to take Illyvia? Most medicines for depression and obsessive illnesses take time to work, so do not be discouraged if you do not feel better straight away. It may take 2 to 4 weeks or even longer to feel the full benefit of Illyvia. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you to. Even when you feel well, you may need to take Illyvia for several months or even longer. If you have PMDD, your doctor may ask you to take this medicine only at certain times of the month. Do not stop taking Illyvia or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Occasionally, the symptoms of depression or other psychiatric conditions may include thoughts of harming yourself or committing suicide. It is possible that these symptoms may continue or increase until the full antidepressant effect of your medicine becomes apparent, i.e., 1 to 2 months. You, or anyone close to you or caring for you, should watch for these symptoms and tell your doctor immediately, or go to the nearest hospital if you have any distressing thoughts or experiences during this initial period or at any other time. Contact your doctor if you experience any worsening of your depression or other symptoms at any time during your treatment. If you forget to take Illyvia, Illyvia should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, and if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Illyvia. If you think that you or anyone else have taken too much Illyvia, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia, telephone 131126, for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include feeling drowsy, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, fast or irregular heartbeats, tremors, feeling agitated or dizzy. What should I know while taking Illyvia? Things you should do. Tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking Illyvia if you are about to be started on any new medicines. Tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine if you are going to have surgery. It may interact with other medicines used during surgery and cause unwanted side effects. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine if you are about to have any urine tests. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking a lever. Do not stop taking this medicine until you have spoken to your doctor. If you are a woman of childbearing age, you should avoid becoming pregnant while taking a lever. Have any suicidal thoughts or other mental or mood changes? A worsening of depressive symptoms including thoughts of suicide or self-harm may occur in the first 1 or 2 months of you taking a lever, or when the doctor changes your dose. These symptoms should subside when the full effect of a lever takes place. Children, adolescents, or young adults under 24 years of age are more likely to experience these effects during the first few months of treatment. Patients and caregivers should be alert and monitor for these effects. Signs and symptoms of suicide include thoughts or talk of death or suicide, thoughts or talk of self-harm or harm to others, any recent attempts of suicide or self-harm, increase in aggressive behavior, irritability, or agitation, worsening of depression. All mention of suicide or violence must be taken seriously. If you or someone you know is demonstrating these warning signs of suicide while taking a lever, contact your doctor or a mental health professional right away. Children should have regular checkups with the doctor to monitor growth and development. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking a lever. Things you should not do. Do not suddenly stop taking your medicine or change the dose without checking with your doctor. Suddenly stopping a lever may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, numbness, unusual tingling feelings, or shakiness. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take a lever to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not let yourself run out of tablets over the weekend or on holidays, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how a lever affects you. Some medicines for depression may affect your ability to drive or operate machinery or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are not alert. Children should be careful when riding bicycles or climbing trees. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Although drinking moderate amounts of alcohol is unlikely to affect your response to a lever, your doctor may suggest avoiding alcohol while you are taking a lever. If you are feeling drowsy or are uncoordinated, be careful that you do not fall over. A lever, like other medicines in this class, may increase your risk of bone fracture. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking a lever. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. It can be difficult to tell whether side effects are the result of taking a lever, effects of your condition, or side effects of other medicines you may be taking. For this reason, it is important to tell your doctor of any change in your condition. Do not be alarmed by the list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Headache, dizziness, shaking, or tremors, unusually overactive, muscle stiffness, or weakness, decrease, or loss of touch, or other senses, sleepiness, drowsiness, impaired concentration, vision disturbance, sleeping difficulties. tiredness, fever, feeling unwell, increased sweating, rash, hives, hot flush, high blood pressure, weight increase or loss, increased or decreased appetite, dry mouth, nausea, feeling sick, indigestion, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, constipation, inflammation of the colon, causing diarrhea, menstrual irregularities in women, sexual problems, sexual dysfunction including impaired sexual function in males, difficulty in passing urine or increased frequency, persistent noise in the ears, tingling and numbness of hands and feet. Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Agitation, nervousness, anxiety, frightening dreams, yawning, abnormal thinking, teeth grinding, symptoms of agitation, anxiety, dizziness, headache, nausea, and tingling or numbness of the hands and feet after stopping your liver. Uncontrollable muscle spasms affecting the eyes, head, neck and body, temporary paralysis or weakness of muscles, locked jaw, painful, swollen joints, difficulty in breathing, wheezing, or coughing, uncontrollable movements of the body, shuffling walk, unusual weakness, palpitations, fainting, or chest pain, irregular heartbeats, abnormal bleeding including vaginal bleeding, sudden onset of severe headache. Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. What to do? Fits or seizures. Signs of allergy such as rash or hives, swelling of the face, lips or tongue, wheezing or difficulty breathing. Symptoms of sudden fever with sweating, fast heartbeat and muscle stiffness, which may lead to loss of consciousness. Thoughts of suicide or attempting suicide or self-harm. The following symptoms are signs of side effects named serotonin syndrome, SS, or neuroleptic malignant syndrome, NMS. SS is caused by medications which build up high levels of serotonin in the body. NMS is a life-threatening emergency associated with the use of antipsychotic medicines. The risk of SS and NMS with SSRIs is increased with combined use of other SSRIs, MAOIs and other antipsychotic medicines. Agitation. Hallucinations. Coma. Fast heartbeat. Fluctuating blood pressure readings. High body temperature. Twitching and spastic body movements. Lack of body coordination. Nausea. Vomiting. Diarrhea. Tell your doctor immediately, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Some of these side effects, e.g., changes in thyroid function, liver function, or glucose control, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Aleve contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Sertraline 50 mg or 100 mg per tablet. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Calcium hydrogen phosphate. Sodium starch glycolate type A. Magnesium stearate. Purified water. Opidry to complete film coating system Y227719 white. ART GPI number 2578. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Aleve looks like. Aleve 50. 4.2 to 4.5 mm x 10.3 to 10.7 mm, white to off-white, capsule-shaped, film-coated tablets with straight vertical bracket 50 on one side and G on the other side. Ostar 95581 and Ostar 95582. Aleve 100. 5.2 to 5.6 mm x 13.0 to 13.4 mm, white to off-white, capsule-shaped, film-coated tablets with street vertical bracket 100 on one side and G on the other side. Austar 95583 and Austar 95584. Each blister pack contains 30 tablets. Who distributes Eleva? Alpha Pharm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in December 2023. Eleva is a Viatris company trademark. Eleva_CMI/DEC23/00.